A date can have two different runs. That's what my mama used to say. Either he doesn't kiss you at all, or he does so right away. Now this wasn't the first date of Erin and Sam and their first kiss years ago, but the anticipation was just as high, and the confidence just as low. The way was leading to the cinema, just 20 minutes by car. The song was playing in the radio. Sam's reaction, quite bizarre. He wasn't smiling like he used to do, nor chuckling as she blushed. His eyes were staring to the road, which he drove on rather rushed. Earlier they laughed and spoke. Now he no longer seemed to try. "Tell me what is wrong with you," she urged, but Sam did not comply. The way he kept ignoring her put Erin close to tears. With his dismissive way to act confirming hidden fears. She tried to make him stop the car and open up to her, to tell her what was going on and why he didn't care. The cinema was coming close, but suddenly he stopped. And for a second Erin thought his defense would have dropped. However, what was following was not what she expected. Instead of telling her the truth, he suddenly rejected to take her to the cinema or even drive her home. He only opened up the door and sent her into glow. The girl was stunned and rather shocked and struggled to believe that who she thought would be a friend was just about to leave. She didn't find a word to say, nor manage to reply. The words were stuck inside her throat when he told her goodbye. And for a second he held on, and she was sure to catch a glint of love inside his eyes that didn't seem to match the hostile words that had just left his lips moments ago. He closed the door, and Erin felt the rather cold wind blow. Crash! A scream escaped the young girl's mouth. Her eyes were growing wide. But when she looked around herself, Sam was not by her side. Her heart was racing rather fast. Her hands were sweating wet. Instead of standing on the street, she rested in the bed. The nurse made sure to keep her calm. And Erin did remember. 3 days ago, they had a crash. Must have been December. Christmas had been passing by. Some brought her to a date. No one of them being aware of what would be their fate. A car had crashed straight into them, and while Erin survived, the boy she loved died right away before help could arrive. What had just turned out as a dream had not been a bad date. But Sam, who had sent her away to bring back